This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Primary Care Plus, your Doctors for Life, new location right here at 318 Gilbo Road in the city of Lafayette. And we are joined by Sandra Whittington, Regional Clinic Manager. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm told by many that you run all of this.
I do. I've got some skills.
I love it. I was telling Dr. B earlier, I said, I don't know what the prescription is, but I've been, as you well know, to about four or five of these clinics now, and everybody's happy. And I said, I don't know what that happy pill is called, but I want one of them.
We trust each other.
Yeah.
We know our purpose. We understand our purpose is all about the patients, and that just brings forth, you know, a positive work environment.
So y'all are up to 12 locations now, if my memory serves me correct, and obviously you've developed quite a network, and I know that y'all are continuing to look at other opportunities where there's need in their respective communities, and tell us a little bit about that.
So we're always looking for opportunities to grow and to reach people that maybe don't have as much access to health care.
Mm-hmm.
So we started more localized in like Baton Rouge and then the New Orleans area. And so now we're going out a little bit farther to get to those people that need health care, need access to health care.
How many years have you been with...
December will be my 12th year.
12th year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been around a while.
Yeah, almost from the very beginning then.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh. I was at the first clinic.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Awesome. So what have you seen change?
We went from a very small, focused type of primary care clinic. We had other specialties involved. And over the years, we've honed our focus on primary care because there's a great need for that. And, you know, they're the gatekeepers of our patients' health care. And so as the years have passed by, we've made that our focus. We do have a couple specialists on our provider panel, but it is primary care with a focus on the older population. So 65 and older, 55 and older are a focus because, you know, we're sort of like automobiles.
Right.
As we age, parts wear out.
More maintenance.
More maintenance. So we tend to neglect ourselves.
Yeah.
And we're trying to turn that around.
At 66, I recognize that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, we don't want to go to the doctor as much because we're afraid of what we hear. So we try to make it a welcoming place and all about comfort and them wanting to come to us.
So I know a lot of your patients probably have conventional health insurance, but probably a good portion have Medicare as well, right?
Medicare Advantage.
Yeah. And Medicare, obviously, as a federal program, is one that's always changing. The rules are always changing. And it just seems to me that the guidance that you guys provide is really critical. And look, I sat on a hospital board for 22, 24 years. I can't even remember any longer. It's hard to navigate. I mean, and I know the nomenclature.
It is. So you imagine these people that their life is not health care. So they're not in touch. So it's our job to make sure that our leadership and our leaders understand the future of healthcare, all of the changes that occur, and that we communicate it to our team so that we can communicate it to our patients.
What do you see as the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge is getting our patients, from my perspective, getting our patients to understand it's okay to go to the doctor when you're not sick, because waiting until you are sick makes it more difficult to manage that condition or to prevent the condition.
Right. Because there could be early indicators that have not revealed themselves to them.
Absolutely.
But would to a doctor.
Right. So, you know, we're going to do the annual wellness visit, which, you know, it's one of our challenges to say, we know you're not sick, but let's make sure there's nothing underlying that we need to tend to later. So we're going to do the lab work. We're going to do the physical evaluation, talk to the patient, find out about their lifestyles, try to guide them in the right direction to stay healthy so that they don't get the chronic conditions. So once they trust us, that is purely positive motive,
right,
then they like to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing that I find, that I've found at all of your clinics as well, is that they're really appropriately staffed. And yes, this is a tough field to achieve that, right?
Yes, it is.
And I'm sure that keeps you up at night, just every now and again.
I sleep pretty good now. At one time it did. So we make sure that we have long enough visits for our patients. Someone may have already said this
yes,
today, but 30 minutes to an hour. It's either 30 minutes or an hour. We have support staff for our providers to make sure that we can get the patients cared for and patients don't feel rushed.
And I got to imagine, you know, from a physician perspective, knowing that you've got all of that backup support, that's huge.
It's tremendous.
Because that, you know, the contact is very, very important, not to diminish that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the follow through and the execution on everything that flows from the visit, right?
Oh, absolutely. So when our patients come, if we send them out for lab work, it's our responsibility to remind them, you know, we need you to do this for us, for yourself. Following up on referrals to make sure we get those referral reports and remind the patient why they're having a referral visit, and getting the report so when the patient returns for the follow-up visit with the provider, with the doctor, the nurse practitioner, then we have all the results for them so that we're prepared. And you can't do that without staff.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now, you guys always go to the extra step as well to make sure that you're hiring folks from within the community where these clinics are located, because I've noticed that at every one that I have visited, more often than not, they're saying they're, you know, they live here their entire life.
Well, you know, we're a big small town, and so we believe in promoting from within, giving our team opportunities. We trust them to refer their friends to us to work with our teams, and it's had positive outcomes.
That may be why the happy faces, right?
That's the reason. Oh, look around the room. Everyone, we truly love what we do.
And, you know, it's interesting, though, too, because I'm certain, I'm a visitor, right? I'm here.
Yes.
But I'm certain the patient picks up on it immediately.
They do. Think about when you go into, and I sort of figured this out on my own years ago, when you go into a department store and the salespeople are bickering, you want to just put down your purchase and walk out. It's not a comfortable place. The same thing in healthcare.
Yeah.
If they see us unhappy, it rubs off on them.
Yeah. It does. I mean, people notice it right away.
Yep.
You know, they're looking for that warm and endearing event and circumstance. And there's so much uncertainty and angst and anxiety, even if they are healthy, when they walk into a healthcare facility.
Exactly. And our team, they pride themselves on knowing our patients, so that when Ms. Smith walks in the door, they go, "Oh, hey, Ms. Smith, it's so good to see you." You just feel like you're in a family situation. So why would you want to leave that?
You know, it's funny, because the first couple of clinics that I did the opening for, I was telling Dr. B one day, I said, you know, a lot of the younger folks wouldn't remember this, but used to watch Marcus Welby, MD. And, and I always, it always felt like a touch of that, you know?
Yeah, it's that old.
And I know that may sound corny and hokey to some, but I mean, it's very important.
Not at all. I mean, think about what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So if we're constantly reminding ourselves and sort of testing the waters with patient satisfaction surveys to hear what they think. I mean, we review them carefully, and we go back to the team and we try to figure out any bumps in the road and make sure it doesn't happen again. And we're delighted with our outcomes, but that doesn't come without work.
Well, I can see that management here is making high hurdles into low hurdles, and low hurdles into speed bumps, and speed bumps into a flat road.
Correct.
Because that's typically the primary mission of management, day in and day out, right?
And it's how management treats the staff. We're all together in this together, and I think the staff feels that way.
And I know that it's always a challenge too, as y'all are getting bigger. You know, you said you worked at the first clinic, and now y'all have 12 of these.
Yes.
Is it harder to keep your focus on these things, or is that just something so embedded in y'all's culture that
becomes very rote?
Yeah.
I mean, we know what we're doing. We know what. Once you know what your purpose is, what you want your outcome to be, and once everyone understands how we're going to treat our patients, it's just making sure that we communicate that, because the next clinic is the next opportunity, and we, you know, it gives us an opportunity to train our message to them. It's not really a message, it's our core value.
Right.
So, yeah. It's so far so good.
Well, I was talking to someone, I guess it was one of the other visits that I was on, and you know, they were kind of always curious what the follow-through would be a year or 2 years later, and I understand that It's been incredible.
Yeah, because we approach things from, and I hate to keep saying the word team, but from a team perspective. We're constantly reevaluating. We're getting together to discuss things, to problem solve. So no one is left to wonder what's going on our team, because we're constantly asking them, communicating, re-educating, and making sure that the patient doesn't have to experience all the work we do on the backside, that when they walk in the clinic, that our patients are excited to greet them, that our staff is happy to greet them, that we're doing all the things for them, making it look easy. But it's a lot of work.
I have to imagine that the byproduct of that is a very healthy patient recommendation of other patients that come into the facility, right?
Yeah. Isn't that how we all stay in business?
Yes.
Word of mouth is the best. So when our patients walk
and
out, the next thing you know...
patients tend to be very loyal.
Exactly. And they're bringing their family.
Right, right.
So that makes us smile. Oh, my cousin, you know, recommended this place to me. My husband goes here. My children go here.
Right. And I guess that's probably the best indicator that you can have of you're hitting your targets, you know, and the things that you want to deliver day in and day out.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
Final thoughts?
Thank you for being here with us as we celebrate this special day with these special people over here. It's been a great day, and we appreciate you all the time.
And we've been fortunate. We've had great weather at almost all of these.
It is beautiful. Nobody knows how to dress, but it's okay. We've got people in sweaters and short sleeves, you know?
Gotta love it. Well, thank you so much, Sandra Winnington. She is the manager of these clinics and regional manager of the clinics. And we thank you so much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.
On the opening of your 12th. So you've seen them all.
Yes. We don't talk about how long that's been.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I feel the pain. All righty, folks. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you.
We are going to be right back. We're going to continue to visit with some folks here from Primary Care Plus, and also we will have Rachel Godet, who is the Chief Administrative Office from the Lafayette Mayor President's Office. They have a consolidated government here, so we look forward to visiting with Rachel as well as to what this means to their community. So we'll continue this conversation as we move into the final hour. We are broadcasting from Lafayette, right here at 318 Gilbo Road. Come on by, say hello, plenty to eat, plenty to drink. Love to see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.